The discovery. We were working together, and the bags were coming down, some of them already torn, some of them not. And that's when I found a special. A special is a bag of trash, unsplit, from a rich area. And you always keep your eyes wide for one of them. I can remember even now what we got. A zucchini that was fresh enough for stew, and then a load of beaten-up tin cans. A pen, probably no good, and pens are easy to come by, and some dry papers I could stick straight in my sack. Then trash and trash, like old food and a broken mirror or something. And then, falling into my hand, I know I said you don't find interesting things, but okay, once in your life. It fell into my hand, a small leather bag, zipped up tight and covered in coffee grounds. Unzipping it, I found a wallet. Next to that, a folded up map, and inside the map, a key. Gardo came right over, and we squatted there together, up on the hill. My fingers were trembling, because the wallet was fat. There were 1,100 pesos inside, and that, let me tell you, is good money. A chicken costs 180. 1 hour in the video hall, 25. I sat there laughing. Gardo was punching me, and I don't mind telling you, we almost danced. I gave him 500, which was fair, because I was the one who found it. 600 left for me. We looked to see what else there was, but it was just a few old papers, photos, and, interesting, an ID card. A little battered and creased, but you could make him out easy enough. A man, staring up at us, right into the camera, with those frightened eyes you always have when the camera flashes. Name, José Angelico. Age, 33 years old, employed as a houseboy. Unmarried, and living out somewhere called Green Hills. Not a rich man, and that makes you sad. But what do you do? Find him in the city and say, Mr. Angelico, sir, we'd like to return your property. Two little photos of a girl in school dress. Hard to say how old, but I reckoned 7 or 8, with long dark hair and beautiful eyes. Serious face, like Gardo's, as if no one had told her to smile. We looked at the key then. It had a little tag made of yellow plastic. There was a number on both sides. 101. The map was just a map of the city. I took it all away and slipped it down my shorts. Then we kept on sorting. You don't want to draw attention to yourself, or you can lose what you find. But I was excited. We were both excited, and we were right to be, because that bag changed everything. A long time later, I would think to myself, everyone needs a key. With the right key, you can bust the door wide open, because nobody's going to open it for you. From Trash, by Andy Mulligan.